Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Those of us into craft beer may once in a while take it a bit too seriously. It's all too easy to get carried away with evaluating the beer and what it may or may not be lacking. Well, you know what? Sometimes you just want to drink a darn beer. Guilty pleasures this week on Beer Untapped with Perry Miller.
Everybody has that cheap go-to beer that, you know, people might see it in your fridge and look at you funny, like, who'd you have over that left their beer?
That's Brennan Sully Sullivan from Pints and Quarts in Brookings. Basically, we need to remember...
Yeah, beer should be fun. I mean, there's a time and a place for every beer. But there are times that I have the chance to travel around the state and around the area where you can't find a full tap selection, whether it be a concert or a pub or a bar, or, you know, after hunting for pheasants or, you know, something in between. And then there's always the need to have a go-to beer or the beer that just... it quenches the palate and is always available.
Seth Cook there from Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings. My conversation with him led to that Midwestern thing, one of his favorite guilty pleasures, red beer, a mix of American lager and tomato juice.
I've actually traveled before and asked for red beer, and I thought the bartender was going to either throw up or throw me out, one of the two. But that is my beer. I mean, if we go up to Webster to duck hunt, and we go to the and waterfall hunt, and there's a bar called the Decoy up there. Cool little bar, peanuts on the floor, awesome bar. Three domestics on tap, and that's what you get. But they serve a mean red beer. They have a house red sauce with it. So that is my beer when I can't get into the craft beers, or if I'm just looking to have a beer.
For whatever reason, red beer, sometimes called a red eye or a bloody beer, seems to be the most popular in the upper Midwest.
I've seen it in Nebraska, South Dakota, the parts of Iowa, and parts of Minnesota. I have not really seen it in Illinois. I've seen it just a glimpse into Wyoming. They don't get a lot there. It is really kind of an upper Midwest thing.
Chris Harding is head brewer at Wooden Legs. He says there's no shame in drinking any beer, and that includes those mass-produced American lagers.
I'm not ashamed of any of them. You know, it's beer at the end of the day, and I think those big breweries have way better process than pretty much all of the craft beers. You know, the level of consistency they achieve, the quality of the product, and how they manage to do it in all these different plants all across the country. Just... leaving opinion aside, purely chemically, they're a far superior product to most craft beer.
Of course, they just don't have as much flavor. More guilty pleasures when Beer Untapped continues.
One finger's like more than a finger. It's a heavy beer drinker.
It's like a meal in a can. It makes you feel like a man.
Drink it while you're watching the telly. Rest your beer on your belly.
One more you can't stop. You're just a fool for the hops. Malt and water.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. We're talking guilty pleasures. So, what's your guilty pleasure beer? We asked a bunch of folks.
As much as I hate to say it, because to most people it kind of is swill, but I gotta have me a Mickey's every now and then. I've drank it for most of my life, and every now and then I just get a hankering for it, and I choke it down and I like it.
Hams.
Probably the Big Friendly or Hams, but I grew up in Minnesota. I learned how to drive in the Shell's parking lot, so Shell's and the Big Friendly are near and dear to my heart. It's hard to go wrong with the grain belt.
Hams.
I would say Billy's Chili's is up there for me. I've yet to meet anyone who likes this beer like I do. So it's just really straightforward chili beer, and I enjoy it a lot. The other I would say... would be Hams. Hams Premium. Sometimes I just want something that's cheap and goes down easy, and this does the trick.
Hams.
I definitely go for a grain belt. It's true. If I see it on tap someplace else and there's nothing else I'm familiar with, I have no problem drinking that. I love it.
Hams.
Kind of varies. I'm usually a Hams drinker. I'm kind of a sucker for PBR.
I have to ask you, how did you first encounter Hams beer?
The truth is, I went to Walmart one day, and I was going to get a case of PBR. I noticed that there was this beer called Hams, and it was cheaper. And the only thing cheaper than that, I think, was Old Style. And I knew enough about Old Style to know I don't really want to drink Old Style. So it's like this. It's the same rule as ordering wine in a restaurant. You always go for the second cheapest.
I love that answer. My guilty pleasure beer? Yeah, you can count me in the grain belt gang. Sully at Pints and Quarts decided to make one of those favorite guilty pleasure beers, the Mike Tap Handle Beer of the Week.
It's going to be our $3 retro tap, Hams. It's from the land of sky blue waters. And if you didn't know why TC Bear, is a bear for the Twins mascot. He's actually kind of styled after the Hams bear. And they're $3 a pint. This is a fantastic beer for washing down junk food. You'll like it.
From the land of sky blue water, from the land of pines, lofty balsams, comes a beer refreshing. Hams, a beer refreshing.
Ham.
Let's check in with Drew Eklund at Brookings Liquor Store. Among the new stuff this week, a barley wine from Widmer that's already been aged for you.
The Old Embalmer 2012 barley wine. It's $12.99 for a 22 ounce. It's not often that we get a new beer from 3 years ago, so that's pretty cool. The age has done it well. It's surprisingly still, it's pretty hoppy after all this time. Caramel and dark fruit are prevalent. The 10.2% ABV is noticeable, but just barely, and with a little more time, I think it'll be all but gone.
Finally this week, don't forget the first annual Chili Cook-Off and Craft Beer Festival this Saturday, 2 till 5 in Hendricks, Minnesota, featuring craft beers from Bank Brewing, Brow Brothers, Take 16, Wooden Legs, Fernson, and Gandy Dancer. Looks like a great event. We'll see you there. Event spokesman Brad DeBeer says it's all for a good cause.
We're looking at putting some of those new kind of cabins with the bunk beds and that kind of stuff into an area that's at our campground that just kind of sits there and doesn't get used right now. So hopefully, you know, we can raise a little money from this event and put it toward that and just improve it.
That's it for this week's edition of Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Next week, obscure and dead styles. Until then, drink local and drink responsibly.